football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Of numbers when it comes to AFL talent does tell. You, as I alluded to, only had the seven AFL listed, where I think they had about 14 or 15, and in the end they were over to just wear you down.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. I mean, to be honest, we've been playing with probably that number for the first three weeks. So for us, we don't sort of see that as being a limiting factor. We still like to think that we're in the game early, and we just couldn't sustain it when Box Hill raised their intensity. And you know, it's probably a little bit disappointing in the end to know that our best footy was good enough and not to be able to play it for long enough.
You had nine selected. Ted Closey, the carryover emergency, and no Jake Collajasny. For Cats fans wondering why, he's not going to play on the MCG today, but the decision not to play him yesterday?
Yeah, Collie just didn't quite come up for the game. He was going to be touch and go to the very end, and we thought we'd give him every chance to get up, but he just didn't quite get there. So hopefully all being well, he has a good week, and he'll be right next week in some capacity.
Harry Neildy, obviously I'll start by no question, just a statement. I'm sure you understand there's a really important game this coming Friday, and every single player aligned to St. Joey's you can play, and anyone with South Barwon, if you're not really sure, I'll happy to look after their development at least for this week. If you could make that happen, please, that'd be appreciated.
Consider it done.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Good connection, South Barwon and the Cats VFL, obviously. No, we give Ronnie one or two. We can't make it too unfair.
Hey, mate. I feel like half our VFL team is Joey's or South at the moment.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Stick to the strength. Yep. We like that. Hey, mate, tell me, some of the young guys that you think that we will see this year at AFL level, that what you've seen in the first month of your season, who would you be looking at there?
Yeah, look, I think probably the one that's been close and not quite getting at the moment is Ollie Wiltshire. And to be honest, the game probably didn't pan out in his favour yesterday, but prior to that, he's been fantastic. And he also just can do a little bit of continuity. He's been sort of in and out week on week at the moment, so but he's certainly progressing really well. I've got Paddy Retschko, played well yesterday, and he's building really nicely. And then but probably the other obvious one that's playing at the moment, that's been in ripping form, is George Stevens, who's just been ultra consistent for the first four games.
Mate, just back to Ollie for a second. Like, he's the young fella who didn't have your traditional path into the AFL. Can you just remind Cat fans about his path into your team, and then hopefully what we'll see him a little bit later on in the year in the seniors?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So he played a little bit of Falcons footy as a sort of 18-year-old, and then went back and played at Barwon Heads for a couple of years, and then was drafted 2 years ago out of Barwon Heads in the BFL. So not your typical pathway or journey from any stretch. And so for Ollie, last year he started the season quite well and then had some groin issues, so missed a fair chunk of footy last year and then made it back for BFL finals. And then has had a pretty consistent pre-season, and so we've been able to put a really good foundation together, and we're seeing the rewards of that now, really.
Now, Harry, you do realise that, obviously, you and I know each other really well. The other boys in the box are still a little bit nervous around you. They're still trying to get to know you. So they're right. What they reckon is there's been unbelievably yet the chance of another late change in the AFL team, and they're dying to ask you, but they won't. So they've asked me to ask you. And obviously, Scotty, you'd be all, you know, will vouch for you, mate. He'd be all over it. He'd be really happy if you just let us know a couple of minutes before the team comes out. So what are the chances of another late change for the Cats at the AFL level?
Look, I'm not sure what you're talking about in regards to this late change stuff, but you're also barking up the wrong tree if you thought I was going to know if there was something happening in that space anyway. So unfortunately, I can't help you in that area, Neildy.
No, that's fantastic. That's exactly what I said to the boys. That's exactly how you'd answer that. You'd treat me with contempt.
Harry, if you think that any of us in the box are up to any of that no good other than Neildy, you've got that lay of the land, haven't you?
Oh, look, I think I've spent enough time and worked it long enough with Neildy to know that that's very much in his wheelhouse.
That's very cheeky. Kruger, McCartan, do you expect to have them post early June when the mid-season draft takes place? Because they're both putting their hands up to be on AFL lists, and unfortunately right now the Cats don't have a pick for either of those two, but they're being tracked by numerous other AFL clubs.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I could take two different angles with this. Like, selfishly, hopefully not, but then I think they're just playing too good a footy and they'd rightly be on the radars of a lot of clubs. Cruz is obviously I've been on a list for 6 years and knows all about it, but he's been outstanding. And yesterday we threw him forward because we lost a couple of AFL forwards out of our team, and he went forward and was a real influence in the game. And then we put him in the ruck for a little bit, and he was an influence there. He just plays all positions really well, and he's in great physical condition at the moment. And then Charlie's an amazing story, and having not played a lot of footy prior to last year, and then had a little taste of it last year, and then he's coming to our program, and he's just stepped in the VFL footy seamlessly. And he's just a great, great person. Wants to get better. He's a sponge. He's a great teammate. He's got great care for his group of teammates. And we're seeing him being able to certainly hold up at VFL level and continually learning as he goes. So, you know, it's exciting even at their age to think of where they can potentially take their footy. And hopefully they're not with us, with all respect, post sort of that mid-year draft.
Absolutely. Harry, appreciate your time. As always, next week, for Cat fans who want to get to Melbourne a bit earlier, Carlton at 11.05 at Princes Park before rolling down to the MCG. So you'd have about an hour and 20 between the finish of the VFL game and the start of the AFL if you wanted a double dose of the Cats when they take on the Blues next Sunday. Appreciate your time, as always, for Inspirations Paint. Harry, good luck next Sunday and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Absolute pleasure. Good luck with the call.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.